The Silver and Black Show.
It's a read option. Pereira will keep it.
The guy bit down that I was reading, and I came out. Rod made a phenomenal block, and he was off to the races.
30, 40, he may go. Midfield, they're not going to catch Pryor. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders.
I'm very proud of the offense, offensive line. That was a great play, great win.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is no ordinary quarterback. That is a 93-yard run there, the longest by a quarterback in NFL history by a wide margin. Cordell Stewart had an 80-yarder. Terrell Pryor, 93 yards on the first play of the game. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Pop alongside the two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback, Jim Plunkett. If you add up all of Plunk's runs in his career, they a total 93 yards, I think.
Just about. Something like that.
What were your impressions? Because that quarterback can run like no quarterback we've seen. Probably since Michael Vick.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The way he can take off, the way he moves, his speed he's got, he just ran away from people. And the whole thing was set up by the play action. To DMC into the left side of the line. Everybody bit. They came like gangbusters. And there goes Terrell out in the open field. Almost nobody around him for 93 yards.
Yeah, it wasn't just Pryor, though. Darren McFadden had a brilliant game. A couple of hard runs running right over Troy Polamalu for the last 2 yards for his first touchdown. A wildcat run. Takes it in. The throw option's not there. So he runs it into the end zone, Jim. They blocked a punt from Rashad Jennings. The defense was dominant. A much-needed win, 21-18 last Sunday over the Steelers.
Oh, there's no doubt. They got off to a fast start, jumped all over the Steelers. Steelers had to fight back and try to get back in the game, which they did. But, you know, you talk about DMC, 25 carries, 73 yards. It doesn't seem like much, but, you know, it relates to it's not how many yards per carry. It's the number of carries you get during a ball game that usually results in a victory. And 25 carries, 73 yards was enough to turn the tied for the Raiders.
It was a huge win for the Raiders. Now 3-4. They got Philadelphia coming up on Sunday, trying to get to 500 by the midway point of the season. But let's take you through the Raider headlines for Week 9. And yes, TP knows speed. It is the longest run by a quarterback in NFL history, Jim. In fact, it's the longest run by a Raider, anybody, not just quarterback, any player. The great Bo Jackson, remember the 91-yarder he had against Seattle on the Monday night and later on the toss sweep against Cincinnati. I can remember this run like it was yesterday when he got that edge, the 92-yarder down the sideline. Terrell Pryor passes Bo Jackson in two categories, 90-yard runs, the longest run in Raider history, Jim.
And it was impressive. Not only, you know, you see him run each and every week. He takes off and picks up yardage. You know, leading rusher for the Raiders right now and doing a tremendous job on the ground.
Yeah, Bo obviously had the sprinter speed and he was so thick and big. Terrell has long strides. It looks like he's hardly even running hard. And look at him pull away. Does he remind you? Marcus Allen had long strides, but it looks like Pryor's strides are even longer, Jim.
Marcus, to me, had shorter legs, a long stride, but not the length that Terrell Pryor has. Plus, he had the ability to cut back quickly. Terrell Pryor usually has to make a move and outrun somebody one way or the other, whereas Marcus was a little different kind of runner, but very impressed with the job that Terrell Pryor did on the ground.
Of course, Marcus Allen had that great defense to work with on the 1983 Los Angeles Raiders, one of the great defenses in Raider history. And that leads to our second headline in our Raider headlines this week, Jim, and that is the Silver Curtain defense. We were all looking at Pittsburgh's defense and Dick LeBeau and Blitzberg, but it was the Raider defense and Jason Tarver that completely shut down the run game, sacked Ben Roethlisberger 5 times on Sunday.
It certainly was impressive the way they shut down the run, put a lot of pressure on Roethlisberger, made him throw early and often. I think that defense is just getting better each and every week. Jason Tarver's activating different people to come after the quarterback, and right now it's looking very good.
Yeah, Jason's got this defense playing exceedingly well, and he knows this Philadelphia offense. Of course, Jason, the former co-defensive coordinator at Stanford, Chip Kelly, the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles from Oregon. So they matched up a lot in the Pac-10 or Pac-12, and that leads to our third headline, Jim. The Vickless Eagles. It would have been a great showdown on Sunday. Terrell Pryor against Michael Vick. We're not going to see that. Vick will not play with a hamstring injury. Nick Foles is back after the concussion problems. He'll be backed up by the former USC quarterback, Matt Barkley. But I want to see this Philadelphia offense, Jim, that snaps it every 20 seconds.
It does. They get on the ball, snap it quickly, or on the move all the time. The defense has to be ready for that fast pace of the Eagles' offense. But, I think they're a much better team with Vic as the quarterback, but that hamstring has really hampered him. They're not quite as good, I don't think, with Nick Foles, but he doesn't turn the ball over. He's 6 touchdowns, no interceptions for the season. So you got to be careful not let him hurt you through the air.
Yeah, and it's an offense that Terrell Pryor almost engineered at the University of Oregon. He was recruited by Chip Kelly Kelly to Oregon, did not go there, ultimately went to Ohio State. Terrell Pryor is going to make his first ever appearance on the Silver and Black Show coming up in just a little bit. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we hand out our Player of the Month award, and I bet you can guess who it is. Yes, quarterback Terrell Pryor will join us in studio for a lengthy sit-down. Head coach Dennis Allen talks about the dominant defensive performance last week against the Steelers, and Jim and I break down how the Raiders can slow down Chip Kelly's high-octane offense. All this and more on Week 9 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.